In rural America of the 1800s, it was very common for neighbors to pull together and help each other. Harvest time, barn raisings. There was a sense of you help me, I'll help you, and we'll all be better off for it. It's that old-fashioned image of the community barn raising that comes to mind when you hear about the People's Campaign, which was launched on Detroit's east side over the weekend. The People's Campaign is headed up by Charlonda Buckman, who's the executive director of the Detroit Parent Network, and she joins us now to tell us more. Welcome to Stateside, Charlonda.
Hi, Cynthia. Thank you for having me.
So what is the People's Campaign? What's the mission? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, the People's Campaign is really about reigniting the spirit of Detroit through community engagement and civic action. It's about getting people involved now who live here in the city, who have a stake in the city, who are raising their kids here to help revitalize Detroit. We're not the wait-and-see group. We are the group of folks who are saying that, you know, we want to hold ourselves accountable to making Detroit better neighborhood by neighborhood. But we're also seeking to develop an agenda that represents what people's interests are who live in the city, specifically for those folks who are interested in running for office and representing the people of the city of Detroit.
Knowing that the city council is going to be chosen in a different way in the upcoming elections.
Absolutely. I think that's a big part of it. I think both there's opportunities in reference to the mayor's election as well as the city council election for folks to get really good information from this campaign in terms of what people who live in the city want. I live in the city. I raise my kids in the city. I think it's a very important time as a mother and a wife and someone who works on these issues in terms of families and understands intimately the issues that come up in the city that make it a challenge to raise a family here or just live in the city right now.
Now, Charlonda Buckman, you kicked off the People's Campaign on the east side with a neighborhood where there was a walkthrough and a cleanup, and it was a call to not just to residents, but the people who may have grown up in those neighborhoods and moved out, come on back and be part of that. What kind of response did you get?
Oh, it was great. It was absolutely fabulous. We actually started on the east side, and we had over 100 members of the community actually join us. We were very excited in that people filled out a survey prioritizing their issues. PEOPLE was actually an acronym for public safety, education, opportunity, parks and play, leadership, and engagement. And so as residents were filling out the surveys, they were giving voice to the issues and the concerns that they have. And the walk is really demonstrative of how expeditiously we need to bring about change in the city of Detroit. For us, it's also about service. What can we do right now in terms of holding ourselves accountable, and how do we push up an agenda to folks who are interested in representing us to make sure that they understand the issues and the priorities of residents, and that they also have a plan in terms of how they're going to address that. So we'll be working on bringing forth examples of how, for instance, you address public safety in other places. What are some examples of how that can work in Detroit? What are some great things that are happening in Detroit right now that we need to bring to scale? But the People's Campaign really is all about the people of the city of Detroit and what we want and what's going to help us stay here.
But how does this effort, the People's Campaign, how does it translate really out through the entire Southeast Michigan region and really outward to the whole state? How do you hope it will translate?
Yeah, you know, what I believe is that there are many folks across the state who want to see Detroit be okay. You hear a lot of the negative in the news, and, you know, people are looking for a way to support and to get involved. Many people across the state have either spent time in Detroit, they were raised in Detroit, they have some tie to the city of Detroit. And so in addition to creating an opportunity for all Detroiters to get involved by volunteering in their neighborhood and helping, you know, bring forth the issues of folks across the city, we also want to make sure that folks who are rooting for Detroit have an opportunity to participate in some of the service projects. They can volunteer in any of the 20 sites that we have coming up that will actually walk in those neighborhoods. Maybe they grew up there, maybe they went to school there, but I just know that when people looked at the issues that were happening with education, a lot of folks didn't know how to help or how to get involved. And then there was the Reading Corps that was created in Detroit Public Schools at that time by Robert Bob. And you had over 5,000 people get involved because nobody wants to continue to read the bad news. They want to know what they can do right now to help make it better. Well, the People's Campaign creates another entree for folks to sign on right now to help make it better. They can volunteer. They can show up and walk with us. They can donate. This campaign is unfunded, but also a priority in terms of bringing forth issues for residents and holding ourselves as well as elected officials accountable.
Sharlonda Buckman, I know you thought about and then decided against running for mayor of Detroit to launch the People's Campaign. And I also saw your quote that says this is a campaign of spirit and not politics. And it made me wonder, have you lost faith in political solutions?
Not at all. I just feel like this is so much more important. I feel like we all have to decide, you know, where we want to be at this point in time in Detroit. I think this is so much more important because so many times when you come to a community and you knock on doors, you know, people are assuming that you are a candidate for office. And we got that a couple times when we were in the community just this past weekend, or you want something from them. And for us, it's not about getting something from you. Yes, we want your involvement. We want your service. But it really is making a deposit of hope, you know, giving people something to sign on to work collectively with folks who are believing, like I believe, that the Spirit of Detroit is in each one of us. When you look at the history of the Spirit of Detroit, when the statue itself was commissioned in 55, it was about developing something that would make people feel happy or feel hopeful. It also has a significance in terms of the 1805 fires in terms of saying that we, the Spirit of Detroit, we will rise from the ashes and that we hope for better things. There's lots of positive relationships to that, but it's not just about a statue on the side of a building. It really is about igniting the spirit of people. And so for me, I felt that this was a better use of my time. I haven't lost confidence in our local government. I just feel like there needs to be an opportunity for everybody to be a part, and that did not exist before this People's Campaign. So I hope that it creates that opportunity.
The People's Campaign, headed up by Sharlonda Buckman, who's also the executive director of the Detroit Parent Network. And thank you so much, Sharlonda, for sharing the whole story of the People's Campaign. And we'll be watching as you make your way around the city of Detroit.
Thank you very much, Cynthia, for having us. And we say that your voice is your power, so get involved.